Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor Southers, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News. And we know we're entering into this new phase when it comes to the pandemic. The statewide restrictions and mandates have been lifted. It is fully under local control. And what's next as far as your opinion and from your office when it comes to fighting COVID-19 here in Colorado Springs?
Well, I don't think we'll see any local restrictions over and above anything that the state has. And with the relaxation of state restrictions, really, it's up to individual businesses and entities whether they want to retain, mask wearing and things like that. And I would ask people to respect whatever a business decides or whatever their nonprofit decides or whatever. Go along with it, and when you're doing business with that particular business, comply with whatever requirements they maintain. Let me just talk a little bit about the El Paso County situation. The good news is that numbers are going down. We have, seen a peak in what I call our fourth spike, and the numbers are going down. The bad news is that, frankly, El Paso County is contributing a disproportionate number of new cases and hospitalizations. So from Monday a week ago Monday to this past Monday, we're 12.5% of the population. We were 28% of the new cases in El Paso County, and we were 12.5% of the death. I'm sorry, we were 31.5% of the deaths, even though we're 12.5% of the population. But the numbers are starting to decline. And I would urge people, I think the best thing we can do is continue to get as many people as possible vaccinated. As of this morning, 50% of our adult population has received at least one dose, and 42% of our adult population is fully vaccinated. Once again, those numbers lag the statewide numbers a little bit by like 6-7%, and that is, I can tell you demographically, it's almost all attributable to the fact that we have fewer males being vaccinated in El Paso County and a few other counties than we do statewide. To this day, we're almost 56% female, 44% male. Don't ask me to speculate what that's all about, but it's a reality.
Right. It's not vaccine hesitancy. It sounds like it's become more vaccine stubbornness, because it certainly is available in so many locations now. You're not talking about shortages of vaccine.
No, we have moved from, availability to getting the people in. We're recruiting people to come in and get vaccinated, and it happened pretty quickly. We went from a capacity issue to having enough places to do it and people to put shots in the arms to now getting people in and getting it done.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you don't foresee any local restrictions being put into place, but to continue on with this level of openness we have, keeping the numbers as relatively under control as they is, that key is getting those shots into arms.
Exactly right. And of course, the only thing that could change that is if we had another spike that somehow impacted our ability to provide adequate health care to our citizens. And as of the number of hospitalizations statewide, COVID-positive hospitalizations, I think as of Monday, was 563. That was down 101 from the week before. In El Paso County, we had 96, and that was down 7 from the week before. So the numbers are moving the right direction.
Well, and that's encouraging. And then when you have the CDC changing its guidance on mask wearing, that's also encouraging. But I think of the kids who are still in school. Some school districts still have a week to go. Other school districts may be ending earlier or later. But those kids in school are getting these mixed messages. They go out in public and it's one thing, and they go into their schools, it's another. It's a very difficult messaging strategy, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I'm sure there's some upset parents about have some strong feelings about this whole thing, but I'm very sympathetic with folks running organizations with lots of people in them trying to make the best decisions possible. And I think I think as of today, the city, if you want to wear a mask, please wear a mask, but we're not requiring it in the central administration building and things like that. But we're still, by the way, checking temperatures coming in. I think we'll do that for a little bit longer, probably till the end of the month.
Right. That's a good rule of thumb regardless. I thought about that coming into work today, even though in our workplace we've gone maskless too. Mayor Southers, we are hoping that we can keep you around until after the break. We want to talk to you about the housing boom that Colorado Springs is experiencing, and is it enough to address what some might say is a housing shortage, especially for affordable housing? Can we keep you around and we'll talk to you after sports?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Fantastic.
Joining us once again on the KRDO Newsline, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Well, you know, we've also been talking a lot about the need for housing throughout the community, Mayor, and there's some big projects coming up. There's a almost housing boom being talked about here in Colorado Springs, but is it enough?
Well, it is a housing boom. It's not an almost a housing boom. The demand is certainly outstripping the supply, and that's what's causing the significant increase in prices. And I have to tell you, I don't think we're going to see that change significantly real soon. Obviously, at some point, it's going to slow down. But right now, Colorado Springs is the place where everybody wants to be. And obviously the private market's going to take care of, going to build as quickly as it can. There's some supply issues. Lumber's very hard to get a hold of. Developers are looking for lots, things like that. The city, well, we're not in the housing business itself. We obviously have an interest in making sure that we have affordable housing available to feed folks in the low-income side of things. And we do that, of course, through tax incentive programs that the city's able to facilitate. We do it with some federal money that we get through HUD to facilitate the development of certain projects. I set a goal in 2018 to kind of up our game from producing about 500 new affordable units a year to 1,000, and we're doing it. We're going to have about 1,162, I think, in 2021. I don't pretend that that's fast enough to meet the demand, but we're doing the best job we can given the marketplace. We have a construction boom, not just a housing boom. We had a record number in the middle of a pandemic. We had a record number of residential permits issued and commercial permits, and I don't see it letting up anytime soon. All you have to do is drive around town, see all the cranes. We've got new hotels coming up downtown, new apartment complexes. We just opening a new stadium, the first home game, regular season home game this weekend. We've got a genuine construction boom going on.
Yeah. And Mayor, I know that this is all positive. It brings a vitality to the city. City of Fountain, though, has put the pause on some new developments because they're worried about water, there being enough water in the city, and whether they can provide if they're adding all those taps. And that speaks to what's going on in Colorado Springs. Is growth being managed in a way that you think is advisable and wise?
It depends upon who you talk to. Yes, in terms of making sure that we've planned for utilities, including water. Through the incredible foresight of our forebears in Colorado Springs, and it's really a remarkable story that we have been able to acquire the water rights that we have as a city. Obviously, we have very little water running through the city in Fountain Creek and Monument Creek, we have a very complex, very elaborate water delivery system. The most recent addition was the Southern Delivery System coming out of Pueblo Reservoir, which has the capacity for 55 million gallons a day. I think we're doing about 5 million gallons a day now. We have enough water water right now for a million people in Colorado Springs. We have less than 500,000. Obviously, there's water technology that's changing. We're going to develop greater reuse technology that would allow us to use water more, you know, more times, things like that, and obviously a lot of more conservation efforts. So, well, Fountain has a particular water supply problem as of right now. Colorado Springs does not and will not in the foreseeable future.
Okay, so we can look at that growth and be happy to welcome new people to Colorado Springs.
Well, it depends. You know, I think you talked earlier. Well, I guess it was a different radio station talking about all the Californians. And, you know, people have different opinions, and it tends to change the politics, and that stresses out some of us. But the fact of the matter is, it's most one of the most desirable places in America to live, and you cannot put up fences and say you can't come in. People are coming here for the jobs that are available. We're obviously got some advantages over some of the cities that have suffered. You know, I think the pandemic has caused people to reevaluate where they want to live, what they want to do, what kinds of environments they want to live in. I think some of the social unrest last summer caused people to reevaluate, and there's no question that Colorado Springs is benefiting, if you will, from the decisions people are making.
Mayor exactly. Southers, we wish we could talk to you even longer, but unfortunately we have to take a short break here. We appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.